Hey everybody, this is Alex Merced. This is you're listening to Data Nation. And again, you can always join the Slack community over there at datanation.click. But I've also now created a YouTube channel, a Data Nation YouTube channel where I'll be doing some video stuff. Right now I'm kind of slowly working through a intro to data series. So right now the first video is up where I talk about different data types, but there'll be videos on like data modeling and normalization and more visual examples of any of the ideas that I've talked about throughout the podcast. So go subscribe and like that first video. You can find the link to the YouTube channel over there on my Twitter account, and you can now easily get to my Twitter account by just going to alexmerceddata.com, and that'll take you straight to my Twitter account. So that's alexmerceddata.com. But anyways, so today's topic I want to talk about on-prem migration to cloud. Okay, so what does that mean? So when it comes to your data infrastructure, especially if we're thinking about like data lakes, okay? Oftentimes, people traditionally had like a Hadoop cluster that was on-premise. What means they actually had like physical computers, a physical network of computers that was generally maintained by some, either maintained by a third party or internally, that was running Hadoop, and then that's generally where you restore all your data or your data lake data. And well, that gets expensive because you're paying for the electricity, you have to hire people to maintain those computers. There's all sorts of costs around that. Now then, what's happened since is that now you have the ability to save your data in the cloud. You could either go get a digital Hadoop cluster through like a service like AWS EMR, where you can literally just spin up a Hadoop cluster at the click of a button, without the heavy maintenance and the a lot of the work. But you could also just nowadays work with the data right there in normal cloud object storage. Okay, and then here your costs get really cheap because you're not even really spinning up a network of computers. You just have literally the data in S3s in the S3 cloud. Okay, which is again a fraction of a price. But there's a lot of work that comes in because oftentimes what happened is a lot of these on-prem clusters use tools that worked on-prem. So there'd be software that you would install on your cluster, and you'd create a separate cluster that would then run these tools to then run analytics on that tool. So basically, and those tools may not necessarily be able to run those same types of workloads on your data in the cloud. So essentially you end up having this friction. So one aspect of the friction when it comes to migrating the data is this idea that, hey, all the people who are using the data now have to like use these two different sets of tools depending on where the data is currently. So this puts a lot of pressure to move the migration really quick. And again, when you do things quickly, sometimes you don't do things, I guess I'll make up a word, goodly. So the idea is this friction of between your consumers and also just like the mistakes that happen when people are kind of shifting into like sort of new patterns makes migration difficult. Okay, and this is sort of where a piece of software like Dremio, and again, full disclosure, I work for Dremio as a developer advocate, but that's why I understand and know it so much, which is why I like to talk about it, okay, because it is a cool product with so many different sort of use cases. But in a sense, like the cool thing about Dremio is that this software could be on-prem, so you could be running your own like cluster that's running the Dremio software. You could have a cloud deployment. Where you have the like software as a service version of Dremio. But bottom line, let's just talk about on-prem. You could be running your own Dremio cloud, your own Dremio cluster, and that cluster can again be running on an on-prem cluster, or you could spin up a digital Dremio cluster. So it does again doesn't necessarily have to be physically on-prem. But the idea is that if you have an on-prem data lake, you could spin up a Dremio cluster and that can connect to your Hadoop cluster. Okay, that you have on-prem, and then basically all your data consumers just you. So basically, you don't even have to move the data. The data just stays in your Hadoop cluster that you have on-prem, and users can begin using the data and getting used to sort of like using Dremio and using the workflow. And the thing is that as you, let's say, migrate data to, let's say, like something like an S3 or somewhere in the cloud, you just connect that source to Dremio. And again, that it's cloud agnostic, so you could connect an Azure object storage or Google Cloud object storage, any object storage. But the idea is that your users won't even need to know, oftentimes won't even notice that you actually moved the data. Because at the end of the day, they're just going to log into Dremio, they're going to see the data sets that they have access to. And basically, the idea of like, hey, where's that data physically located is abstracted away. And that's a beautiful thing because basically, what happens is you don't have this friction. As the data moves, your data consumers aren't changing their patterns. So they're going to continue to be as productive as they were before, because Dremio creates like this access layer. So beyond just like the really fast queries you can get with the query engine that is Dremio, it also provides this nice access layer, this layer that basically keeps the way you access the data uniform regardless of where the data exists. And yeah, I can save a lot of money, maintain a lot of productivity, store a lot, give it a lot of headaches if you're moving from an on-premise data lake to a cloud data lake. But at the end of the day, even if you just want to stay with an on-premise data lake, you'd be hard pressed to really find a better tool than Dremio, especially for on-prem data lakes. As far as like performance and basically reducing a lot of your costs of doing workloads on your data lake. But yeah, no, I just wanted to kind of talk about that because it's like, I know a lot of people probably work with data in the cloud, but there are still a lot of on-premise clusters out there, and it's something to think about. So if you're listening and you work with on-prem, hopefully like this may be an interesting topic for you. But also if you're someone who just happens to run into a situation where you start working with on-prem data and you're like, hey, we should move the cloud, we should move the cloud. Well, this marks a very sort of easy entry point to kind of make that switch from, hey, let's shed the cost and the headaches of having our own physical on-premise cluster to having this cloud cluster. And this Dremio can be a really important piece in making that whole process pretty straightforward. So again, my name is Alex Brissett. Lots of really cool episodes coming forth. And then again, also YouTube videos and things and whatnot. So make sure you follow me on Twitter so that you don't miss any of the content. And again, that's at AM Data Lakehouse. And you can also message me over there on Slack by joining the Slack community over there at datanation.click. Just shoot me a message over there, and more than glad to take episode suggestions and just converse. But otherwise, have a great day and enjoy. I'll see y'all later.